With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Honeycombing America this Mother's Day weekend, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Americans he meets are enthusiastic about President Trump's accomplishments so far in his second term in the White House. Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, appeared on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins during a fundraising visit to Houston, Texas.
This president accomplished more in 100 days than most presidents do in an entire tenure. They've done the calculations, and they calculated that President Trump has slowed the growth of our national debt by 92% already just by making policy changes. A flurry of executive orders, and we're codifying those, and they're in a steady process of doing so. And we're going to continue this. Making America Great Again turns out not just to be a slogan. It's actually what we're doing, and people are excited about that.
Speaker Johnson's entire interview on This Week on Capitol Hill is being broadcast on radio stations nationwide and also on the Salem News Channel. President Trump says not all countries will get as good a trade deal as the one Britain negotiated with the United States this past week.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on UK cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the UK will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the UK agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Trump administration has fired the Librarian of Congress.
There were quite concerning things that she had done at the Library of Congress in the pursuit of DEI and putting inappropriate books in the library for children, and we don't believe that she was serving the interests of the American taxpayer well, so she has been removed from her position, and the president is well within his rights to do that.
More news at townhall.com. Hollywood has fallen in love with its villains. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Critics say the entertainment industry is becoming obsessed with blurring the lines between good and evil, churning out a raft of movies and TV shows that make traditional bad guys the heroes of their own story. Batman's nemesis, the Joker, and the Penguin are recent examples. And now there's a new musical coming to Disney World that features Captain Hook, Cruella de Vil, and Maleficent, each explaining why their villainy wasn't really their fault. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Men are to be banned outright from women's and girls' cricket in the United Kingdom. Authorities have updated previous restrictions following a UK Supreme Court ruling in April. AZ Cricket spokesman says men who are living as women can continue playing in open and mixed cricket competitions. The announcement comes shortly after men were banned from playing on women's soccer teams in England and in Scotland. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Are we seeing the demise of a key accent in America?
Southern accents are disappearing in some areas, and experts say it's because of the migration of people into the South from other parts of the United States and from around the world. A series of research papers chronicles the diminishment of the Southern accent among black residents in the Atlanta area, white people in New Orleans, and those who grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina. More than 5.8 million people have moved to the South in the last 5 years. Jason Walker reporting.
Google will pay $1.4 billion to the state of Texas to settle claims the company collected data on users without permission. The agreement settled several claims Texas made against the search giant in 2022 related to geolocation, incognito searches, and biometric data. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.